You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So when Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, he was reaching out to the segment of society that was thought to be insignificant. Children, in their weakness and vulnerability, have much to learn, have much to teach us as adults. As we grow, the hardness of the world often makes our hearts callous. There are people who question God's lack of interference in children's suffering. So as I did say, that Elder Patrick Nyembeta is joining us on the line so that we can speak about all things children and their suffering. My Elder, you've already greeted each other. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us as we start?
Okay. Inkosi Thixothandekayo, Inkosi Mongameli, our Heavenly Father, we are here again this morning to share your word. Be with us. There is nothing we can do without talking to you first. Help us now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. So, my Elder, why is it that we see God placing significance and value to the lives of children in the scripture that we read there? Jesus said, let them come to me. Let the little children come to me. Why do we see that being specific in the Bible and us having to value young children?
Number one, if you speak of children, abantwana, those are the most humble people. Most humble people. And there's one thing great about children. If umntana made a mistake, even if ube iswegile, it's still a sugar. She knew or he knew that he stole a sugar. He tried by all means to hide that to his parents or her parents. But when the parents find out that iswegile, this child, uyibile. Now, when he approaches umntana, firstly, uqala umntana umbone ba ufuna uthingaza, but lately, umntana end up evuma, ewe mama ndiyibile iswegile. Yes, mother, I stole the sugar. So that umama angamthini, angamniki.
Yes.
So now, if singabantu abadala, we can come to that thing, be humble as abantwana, and we know that ka into siyenzile, we made a mistake. We need to know that we did that mistake. Then at the same time, we need to apologize. A problem, we don't want to apologize for the did mistake. So that's why Christ, whatever thing he always showing ngabantwana, because abantwana, they always humble. If he did something wrong, he knows that. If you bakiwe, uzawuthi sorry mama, sorry dada, then kengoku the life continues. The problem of us, we old people, we don't want to say sorry when we make things wrong. That's why Christ says, bavumeleni abantwana beze kum, let the children come to me. Because ubukumkani bamazulu bobabo banjalo. Because abantwana, they always acknowledge what they do wrong. The problem about us old people, we don't want to acknowledge when we do that. Would you know so yenzile, you try by all means, because you want to hide. You want spaces zozimela, you want spaces zozimela. But you know that you did it. But you don't want to continue to say sorry. So abantwana are always humble. That's why Christ is saying ubukumkani bamazulu will be like children.
Yeah.
You see, abandon like abantu who do things like child, because when child know that they do something wrong, they always say, "I'm sorry."
So, yes. My Elder, we are seeing that children are innocent, right? And as you are saying that they apologize, they do all of those things.
Not much innocent, because remember, even them sin also affected them. Not much innocent, but they are trying by all means, whatever they did wrong, to say sorry. But the sin, also sin, affected them. And remember, as a Christian, we are growing children who are already in sin.
Okay.
Who are already sinners. But what is good about them is that whatever they did wrong, they said sorry.
Yes.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay, with that, yes, we understand they're born into sin and stuff, but most of the time, not necessarily innocent, but innocent in the fact that they've not really done anything wrong yet, besides the fact that they've been born into sin. So how come is it that we see children suffering, even though you find my elder, a baby that is a month year old, suffering, man, being abused, maybe they were born with diseases. That one, we can align it maybe to the issue of sin. But we see children suffering. We know, food in South Africa, we know of issues of rape. We know of children being abandoned and so forth and so on. And then the question is, but if God has played so much value, why are they suffering?
Wow. You remember what I said Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what I said Tuesday? Sin. That what damage the sin caused on top of this planet that we're living in.
Mm.
The sin damaged mentality, mentality.
Okay.
London, yeah, and up on London, like mentality, you damage a gom to, yeah, and up on Tina Badu, Sifuna, we process a true abandoning. I don't like to say abandwana are not babeko with department, babeko with son. Babeko son. Yes, they are suffering. Because we're suffering, we parents.
Yeah.
You see? We parents are suffering.
Mm.
We are trying by all means to build life for our kids. So that when I left planet Earth, at least I'm left my kids with something.
Yes.
But through sin, that enters the world. Londo, it causes that it end up in Londo, it pumela this disease is Kubandwan. And at the end of the day, it looks like Abandwan now, they are suffering because of our part, because as parents. No. They're not suffering because of us parents. They are suffering because of the damage that was caused by sin on top of planet Earth. But Abandwan Abona, they are innocent. They know nothing. Remember, in our church, we don't baptize a child up until he or she understood that why she or he is baptized. We are waiting up until 16, 17, 18 so that he understands what is going on. We are not baptizing a child when he's an infant, 2 years, 3 years, because what are you baptizing there? What she knows, what he knows, he knows nothing. So when he is or she is in the level of deciding, then that's where we start to say, now the child knows. The child knows. You see? So now, the problem, yes or no, if it affects umhlaba, sends in the banga, but even when we look at things outside, we thought that nabantwana are punished by God. But the problem, it's sin. That's what I told you earlier Tuesday. The mentality that we have.
Yeah.
If you can fix our mentality, I'm trying to find out this verse. So nearly we are all sinned. And sasilela eluzukweni lukabani lukaThixo. We are all sinned. All human race sinned. Sasilela eluzukweni lukabani lukaThixo.
Yeah.
So Christ at Calvary came to bridge that gap. So we are all suffering. Kids are suffering. Parents are suffering. Pastors are suffering. Teachers are suffering. President is also suffering. The sin.
Yeah.
Do you get my point?
Yeah, who's my elder?
So
seeing that we do have people that most of the time when instances of child abuse is reported, right, there would be investigations and so on, and then those people they get arrested, the law takes its course. Sometimes in some situations it doesn't, but then ezinye they happen and they just end there by happening. Does God bless those people who hurt children, who make children suffer, or God actually does, you know, punish them one way or the other?
Come again with your question.
Does God bless people who hurt children, or he punishes them?
Wow. This question needs me now to be... I don't know what to say to answer this question. Yeah. When we come to a thing of blessing... You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, if uthixo into uyisikelele, uyifikelele ke ngona phakathi. Now, I don't want to say to you and to the viewers into kokubanga ba uThixo akabasikeleli abantu abarepha abantwana. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that God does not bless them. I think why manipulate the whole of the question. When you understand that the damage that you caused to the child, let's say the return done. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Let's say the return done. Now the case went to court. Mhlawumbi a court a case the end up and you win a case a court. You win a case a court. Now, in the shake and gondo nyam gengo, I won the case a court. But it considered because I know I did that thing wrong. So for me now to fix something between me and God, if unam so that tomorrow God is gonna bless me. Because if I believe it, uthixo uyamthanda umoni, God loves a sinner who repents.
Okay.
You hear me?
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying to you, I don't want to say God does not bless them. But it might depend by saying, if you understand the damage of what you did to that child, and now go, and at the same time you go to God and ask for forgiveness, definitely God will bless you. Do you hear me? That's why I want the viewers, the listeners, to hear me clearly. And full good time for you to tell me about the hotel. God blesses everybody. You hear me?
Yep. So with that, my elder, in fact, I saw that we were discussing this, I was actually excited and glad because we know that this Sabbath it's ended now. The campaign against abuse and so forth and so on. So from your view, are there ways in which we can prevent the suffering of children, be it abuse, be it malnutrition, as some parents, they can't afford, to buy food for the children. Is there a way in which we can help the children and stop this abuse and help them not to suffer?
I believe that there are different organizations that are working currently. I believe that there are different organizations that are working currently, like to help into the child abuse, like to give abantwana ukudla, to give kids food. I do understand that there are organizations like that. At the same time, I believe that there are churches who are also doing that thing because we are trying by all means to help the government. We are trying by all means to help the government so that I'm not alone in this thing of your suffering. Yes, we can do campaign. We can do everything to try and protect, to try and prevent. But because of we are living in the world of sin, that thing will continuously happen. Because the problem, remember what I said to you, the problem, let me come to something like this. If our government, before we go to Lendo Tribe, the freedom that you are enjoying today, if our government started first to prepare our minds, because the problem, our minds are damaged. You see? So now, yonke into ngoku erongo, and that's why sikhuphele ebantwaneni, sikhuphele ebafazini, kumakhosikazi, sikhuphele kwifamily zethu, because our minds are problematic, full of sin. So there might be campaign. There might be everything to try and prevent. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to stop what is going around the world, around South Africa. This child trafficking, this child raping, this killing, that is too much. It's because people are damaged mentally. If we can fix that, if a government can have a program that is going to look at people's mind, to fix people's minds, what? The problem is, it's mine. You see, they affect you. Now we have a bunch of vulnerable kids. I'm actually struggling. Here in Cape Town, they have a job back on.
Yeah,
I'm actually struggling. And when you try to find out, when you try to trace back, it comes from back to the family. Can I say back from the family? Yeah, well, the family was not happy with this and this and this. Now, Lando, you are affected only, you are affected from that. You get my point?
Yep.
So now God is busy trying to fix that. And it's already fixed by God on Mount Calvary. Christ came to die for us all. But we need also to take part as human beings.
Indeed. My elder, you know, thank you for putting that in, saying that, you know what, we must play our own and we must also help the government in everything that they're doing. So any closing remarks from you regarding the issue of children and their sufferings before we close with a word of prayer?
Yes. Come again?
I was saying that you may give us your closing remarks and then after that, please pray for us.
Okay. My closing remark is, guys, we are living in a dying world. Our world is going down. Our government are trying by all means to rescue the world. But the problem, But what you must do, Tina, as the human race, Let's try by all means. Apostle, your good community, with churches, with organizations, try and fight this thing up until it's stopped. This is going to be stopped. But let's try by all means to fight it. By God's grace, what got Judah, I think chapter 1, it's only chapter 2, chapter 1, last two verses. To the one, Ulouna Gusinega. Ulouna Gusikina. Inga. To help us, to support this thing, to help this thing, to help this disease, so that all of us, when Christ comes, will meet in the eternal life again. That's my closing remark. Let's close our eyes. Our Heavenly Father, please God, help us. Thank you for this station, for this radio station, that are always bringing us these interesting topics. Topics that are touching our lives. Because at the end of the day, these things, we are living with it every day of our lives. But through grace, but through you, we know that we can make it. Be with us now and forever, and forevermore, up until that glorious morning. Thank you so much. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my elder. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, my sister. Yeah, and also enjoy your Sabbath on the weekend.
Indeed. Thank you, my elder. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.